Hello and welcome to the All Sports Best pregame show. I'm here with Keisha Montoya of the Cave Girl basketball team. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk to you about some of the things that pump you up before games, mainly because you guys have had such a solid season. You guys have done really well this year. You guys are looking at state as serious contenders, which is super exciting for Carlsbad. But what gets you so excited before games all throughout the season?
I guess just like the team pep talks that we do. We love to dance and sing and just have fun in the locker rooms before games. We also, on some of our shirts, we put like prayers and stuff and just sayings from God that we like to hear. And like we all talk to each other and just keeps all like the motions going. And especially in the huddles underneath the cave, we all just singing and dancing and just having fun.
That's awesome. And to get to that point, I mean, you can't really pump yourselves up without any confidence, right? So in practice, you get ready for different games and stuff. What kind of adjustments have you guys made lately coming like towards the playoffs?
Just trying to be better than the game we just played. Like if we are down or if we have to fix something, we just try to fix something. Like missed layups, we just work harder on them. Free throws, we always do 10 in a row. Just trying to like play better defense and keep like positive vibes going. Like we can't bring each other down. We kind of just like love each other and tell each other good things to keep us going.
Okay, so other than performance on the court, what do you bring to the team yourself?
I feel like I bring like a lot of like happiness. I don't know. I just like to play jokes and stuff, and I make people laugh and just like trying to keep the team up and saying positive things and stuff like that.
How does that help you guys during the game as well?
When you like tell each other like good job and stuff, it really boosts up other people's confidence. And we're so close. We're like a family. So it's kind of just like all the love we share and memories and stuff. Like it's something that I don't think any other team has. Like we're kind of just all like a team. Like we win together, we lose together. And that's just like the thing we keep in our heads. We're always still going to be a team no matter what happens.
Exactly. And so whenever you go to state, you know, I know you have the experience of being there before. What's something you look forward to?
I guess just like the feeling that we had when we lost, it was kind of like tears and stuff. So if we push harder and when we win, it'll be more like happiness and we'll be able to jump around and not cry like we were kind of. So it's like better to be like a feeling that like we won, like we did it together and stuff. So that's what we push forward to do.
Okay, so throughout the season, you know, you have your ups, you have your downs, and we've talked about that a little bit earlier, but what was one of the funniest moments you guys have had so far this season?
It was recently, just the past game we just played. I don't remember who shot it, but it hit the backboard so hard it bounced off and hit the other team in the face. And Bailey just took the ball and went down and shot a layup. And we were just all laughing and stuff on the court.
And do you guys kind of carry that over into all of your games, just that laughter, that playful?
I feel like whenever we do laugh and we do just be ourselves, it keeps like us able to play better because that's how we play. We're just like a team and we just like to laugh and stuff. And most teams have to be serious throughout runouts and stuff. And that's not how we play. Like, that's not how we get ready.
How do you like playing with your sister? What's that like?
It's amazing. And only because, like, we have, like, the same feeling. Whenever we're on the court together, I can, like, pass her the ball and I know she's going to catch it. And it's just, like, I know she's going to be there whenever I'm, like, passing it or trying to, like, get a layup or something. She's always just, like, there. Like, I don't know how to explain it. We're kind of, like, the same person on the court. So I know what she's going to do.
Are you guys able to communicate without talking?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
I just look at her eyes and she, like, knows I'm going to pass it to her.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so what kind of advice have you given to her and the other freshmen this year?
Just not to cheat herself from being a better player. No matter, like, the situation, if you just keep trying hard, you'll get there. Don't give up because it makes you a better person at the end of the day.
What are you looking forward to after the season's over? I mean, you know, you're a senior, so next year you've got to make some plans and things like that. Do you have anything planned out?
Yeah, I want to go to college, hopefully in Eastern, to get my degree in criminal justice and become an officer.
Awesome. So you want to do law enforcement and your family isn't in law enforcement?
No, they're all teachers and stuff, but I really just, like, it's been a dream since I was little.
Really? What got you into that?
Well, I love to watch Law & Order, and so I kind of, like, started out, like, to be a detective, but then I kind of just, working at the police station, it makes me want to be an officer even more.
How does basketball and law enforcement kind of mix together, like, maybe push you to, you know, to be better?
Everyone at the police office kind of, like, cheers me on, and they hang my pictures around the like office everywhere. So every time like I go into a door, there's a picture of me out of the newspaper just hanging on there, and they're always telling me like to keep going and push. And it's kind of like just reminds me like I still gotta push it, like even in my future I still gotta make something and be big, and just like I'm trying to do in basketball.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So I wanted to know, do you have any shout outs for anybody that you'd like to give before we wrap this interview up?
My team mainly, because they've always been by my side no matter what happens. Coach Zumrin, because he still yells, but he always pushes us to be better. Just my mom and my sister for always being my bigger supporters and stuff like that.
All Sports Best is sponsored by Yum Yum Yogurt, Farm Bureau, Bobby Bowen Insurance, and Albertsons Supermarket. And I am here with Keisha Montoya from the Cave Girl basketball team. And I want to know, how did you get started in basketball in the first place?
At first, I really wasn't a basketball player. I was a cheerleader my 8th grade year. And then my friend asked me to go try out my 9th grade year. And, of course, everyone makes it their 9th grade year. And it was just kind of like a fun experience, just like basketball rides and playing, even though we lost most of our games. But it was just fun being on the court. And, like, I was, like, the biggest one out there. So I just swapped people all the time. And then I just kind of, like, kept it going, I guess.
So 9th grade is the first time you ever started playing?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very cool. Okay, so what I want to do is kind of hit you with a little bit of a rapid fire questions, and I'd like you to like elaborate on your question on your answers as well, but just kind of random questions coming at you. So, number one, what's your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Why?
I've liked math my whole life because it's like been really easy and I always had 100 in it, but when I got to high school it kind of like was like, oh my god, it's so hard. And I don't know, it's kind of like a fun thing to do, but kind of like a bad thing to do. It's just something like that's kind of easy, but kind of hard. So it's just kind of like tricky.
Gotcha. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Basketball team.
Golden State Warriors.
Why?
Because Steph Curry is cute.
Okay. Interesting. What about football team? You told me earlier that you are a bigger football fan on TV, right?
Yeah, it's just more interesting to watch. I like to watch the Dallas Cowboys because it's like caused a lot of mess between people. So people are always arguing and fighting, and I'm just like, hey, we won.
Gotcha. If you could have any post-game meal after winning, you know, a big game, what would it be?
Definitely spaghetti.
Why is that?
I don't know. The smell of garlic bread and spaghetti goes good together. It's like
so
a perfect match.
It's got to be together.
It's got to be together.
Got to be together. What about your favorite holiday? Do you have a favorite holiday?
4th of July.
Why?
I just like to be at the beach, like, with my family and stuff. And so it's just, like, a cool. And then you get to hear all the fireworks and watch them. And they always have different stuff every year. It's really cool.
What is your favorite color?
Green.
And what do you have that's green that, you know, sticks out?
I just have like a favorite memory why I like green.
Why is that?
One time I was like playing in the dirt and I found like this green thing. I dug a little hole and there was like grass underneath and there was like a big old ant pile. And it just like reminded me like don't touch grass because it's like ants on it. And then I was just like, oh my God, grass is so cool. And then I just kind of got the color green and then I just liked green.
Wow, that is a very interesting story that I would have never guessed. And what about if you could listen to one song before a game to pump you up, what would it be?
Best Love Song.
Okay, so song by T-Pain and Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for being on, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.